The Knee Gurus, the latest research and advice from industry experts for best practice management on knee injuries and pain. Here's your host, Bevan Collis.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Knee Gurus. I'm your host, Bevan Collis, and I know it's been a long time since our season one, but I'm really excited to be back and creating some new content with season two. It's been a pretty turbulent time for us at Asia Physio over the last 12 months. For those of you who aren't aware of what we do, my wife Vanessa and I operate Asia Physio, which is a chain of physiotherapy clinics across Singapore and Japan. We've got four clinics in the ski resorts of Japan, in Hakuba, Niseko, Myoko, and Nozawa, as well as a clinic in Tokyo that just had its 22nd anniversary, and also Singapore Physio out of Singapore, which just had its 10-year anniversary. And it's been particularly turbulent the last 12 months in that three of those clinics, we've had to move locations. So that's been quite a stressful and expensive process, but we made it through. We came out the other side. In Hakuba, we moved in our location that we've been in for 10 years. COVID obviously was particularly difficult for us, being targeted pretty much 100% on international tourism. It wasn't a great place to be in during the pandemic. So we moved into a beautiful, old, really solid steel building that was really huge in an area called Hapo, which is the main ski resort in Hakuba. And the building used to be a big ski hire place with a little yakitori restaurant. And we took over that and did a huge, big renovation there. It's a 600 square meter or 5,500 square foot building. And it was probably a little bit, it was definitely too big to do physiotherapy alone. So we created a 24-hour gym there. We've got a really spacious physio and massage clinic with a lovely waiting room, and also a Pilates wing with a reformer, trapeze table, and wonder chair. And we've even got a new branch of our Cafe Cubanos that's a funky retro-themed cafe that becomes a bar at nighttime as well. So if you're ever in Hakuba, make sure to check us out just below the gondola in Hapone. Get a workout done in the gym, massage, physio if you get injured or have any pain, and you can have one of our Cubanos sandwiches for lunch as well, or a cocktail in the evening too. So we've got you covered at Hakuba. And we're also actually opening a small little satellite clinic in an area of Hakuba called Echoland that will be operational in December this year. And in the last 12 months, we also moved clinics for similar sort of reasons that we needed to step up our game. We wanted to step up our game a little bit in Singapore and Tokyo. And we actually created a new brand of our clinics called Elite Therapy Clinics. So we still maintain the Singapore Physio and Tokyo Physio, but they're known as the Elite Therapy Clinics. And the Elite Therapy Clinics have a range of exceptional equipment for measurement, testing, and training. So we've got a large range of machines that up until now are probably predominantly only used by professional athletes and professional sporting teams for measuring strength and power and balance and a range of other metrics related to rehabilitation. One of them is an isokinetic knee machine from an Australian company called Fast Twitch. Now, this isokinetic, for those of you who aren't familiar with the term, is the ability to measure strength and power as you're pushing resistance through space quickly and with as much force as you can. So if you look into any research on strength testing, it's always well known that isokinetic is the gold standard in strength testing. So, but it can also be a really effective machine for strength training as well. So we're having a lot of fun with that, with a really wide range of patients. We can use it for somebody who's an older person who's just had a knee replacement, right through to, say, a very powerful rugby player who's doing late stage return to sport strength training, or even people who aren't injured who are just looking for high level high level performance enhancement. So basically, Near Machine is in our Singapore and Tokyo clinics. And we've also got a range of the Vald suite of products. If anyone's not heard of Vald, they're a sports science company out of Brisbane, and they've got a range of products that are great for assessing strength and power. We've got the Nord board, which is a machine that is probably definitely is the world's number one measure of hamstring strength, particularly eccentric hamstring strength. And we've also got the Force Frame, which measures a range of metrics in hip and ankle and shoulder. Can use it for necks, all kinds of things. But we found the Force Frame particularly interesting for measuring hip abduction and adduction, because it seems like everybody over the last 5 to 10 years has been diagnosed as having weak glutes. So using the Force Frame, we can really put a number on somebody's glute strength and compare it with quads and hamstring and calf and adductor muscles. And it's been really interesting that people who I probably would have diagnosed in the past as having weak glutes, you'll find a lot of the time don't actually have weak glutes, and their glutes are actually firing, but they may have some weakness in other areas, be it hamstring or quadricep. So that's been really good, playing around with the Force Steps. And we've also got the Force Plate machine, the Force Steps, which Force Plate technology that produces a number of different results on a patient's ability to generate force quickly, as well as the ability to land after a jump skillfully, and also to balance, to be able to maintain a steady state while on the Force Tech. So there's a whole range of testing you can do on the Force Techs, which will really help us. The results for that testing really helps us design a rehabilitation program to meet somebody's strengths or weaknesses. And one of the other training machines that we've got in our lead therapy clinic is the eccentric pulley wheel training. That's EXX, eccentric pulley wheel training. They're a really up-and-coming cool company out of Sweden, producing some flywheel training machines where you stand on a box and do a whole range of different exercises where the flywheel spins in one direction on the way up, and then on the recoil on the way down, your muscles are forced to absorb that recoil. And if we find that somebody's not landing really well from a jump or a single leg jump or a counter movement jump on the Force Decks, then we can prescribe the eccentric pulley wheel training and really be very specific in how we target a rehabilitation program to get people back to 100%. So if you're in need of a top-level physio in Singapore or Tokyo, be sure to check out our elite therapy clinics and you'll be in great hands. But enough about us. Let's get on to producing some more content and talk about the Knee Gurus and what we're going to be doing in our Season 2. So since our last episode, there has been a lot of new developments in knee injury management. One of those has been this increase of tech in rehabilitation, and it has become a bit of a mantra across the board over the last few years that whatever industry you're in, you need to kind of wrap it in tech, as the sort of saying goes. And it's looking like physiotherapy is following that, even though there's always that interpersonal relationship and people producing pretty simple care, if they're charming and kind of still have a pretty good business, but we are really interested in providing that top level care and rehabilitation and producing results that really help people get back to 100% function if that's what they're interested in. And of course, you can still produce all the passive, you can still provide all the passive care as well. But we're going to be talking with some of the people from Vald to talk about that shift from just providing these machines to the professional athletes and working out exactly the strengths and weaknesses of the professional athletes, but bringing that to the general public as well. So we're looking forward to speaking to those guys from Vald. And the other one of the other developments that has occurred recently, just in the last month, is the publishing of the cross bracing protocol. So the cross bracing protocol is named after a father and son team out of Sydney called Merv Cross, who's the father, and Tom Cross is the son. It's not to do with the actual bracing protocol being in the shape of a cross or anything. But so the cross bracing protocol has developed. Long story as to how it's developed, but we'll dig into to that with some of our interviews later on. In a nutshell, they are getting patients who've recently ruptured their ACL and putting them in a brace in the early stages after injury, keeping their knee bent at actually 90 degrees, 6 to 8 weeks. So they've found in their studies and from analysing cadavers and with the results of their case series, they're hypothesizing that that 90-degree bend in the knee is the ideal angle for the two stubs of a ruptured ACL to be close enough together so that they will knit back in and heal. And they've just published the first in the case series, the first 80 people who've gone through this bracing protocol. And they've found that 72 of the 80 have had full ACL healing shown on MRI, which is about 90%. Now, considering that the ACL has always been thought of as being a structure that cannot heal, now we've got this study just published to show that it's healed in 90% of cases given this bracing protocol. So this has been... This has been quite a shock to the knee community, and some people are still not accepting those findings. And there has been some criticisms of the study, as there always tends to be with new research, as there should be. And the studies, the protocol's not for everybody. It's quite restrictive to keep your knee at 90 degrees. It means that if it's your right knee, you can't drive. You get you've got quite a heightened deep vein thrombosis or DVT risk from being non-weight bearing and not having that muscle pump bring the blood back to your heart. And there's also weakness and stiffness involved with being in 90 degrees for so long, and just the difficulty in living your life, not being able to move your knee at all for that long. So there's been some criticisms of that, but we're going to get some of the guys involved in that study on the podcast. We've got interviews lined up with a person who has been through the cross bracing protocol, which is going to be really interesting. We're going to talk to him about how he ended up rupturing his ACL, how he decided to enter into the study, how he managed the time while his knee was restricted to such a limited range of motion, how he worked on living his life, and how he kept his strength, how he got his flexibility back after he came out of the brace. And then, of course, we're going to find out what his healing results were afterwards and what his thoughts overall on the protocol and its implications for ACL management going forward. And we're also really excited to get back on a friend of the pod, Stephanie Philbay, who is the title author in the cross bracing protocol. So for those of you who haven't listened to our previous episode on Stephanie Philbay, I'd recommend going back and listening to that. Stephanie, I don't think it's an exaggeration to call Stephanie the world's leading expert in ACL research. If not, she's definitely up in the top few, particularly when it comes to research on the ACL being surgical versus non-surgical, as so much of the research into ACL has been on graft types and surgical techniques. So it seems like I think there's over 400 studies published on different types of graft types, whether you have hamstring tendon versus quadricep tendon versus patella tendon, allograft versus autograft, kangaroo tendons. There's been a whole range of different research into tendon type and surgical procedures with the angle of the tunnels and double bundle versus single bundles, and no shortage of research in that area. But which hasn't been as exciting for most researchers, is whether people need ACL surgery or not, and indeed whether ACL can heal or not, which is where Stephanie is a real expert in there. She's been a really prolific researcher. She's published over 300 studies on the ACL. And you can bet if there is a well-conducted research paper out there on ACL, Stephanie has read it and analysed it, and she's probably included it in one of her systematic reviews that she's published. So we're looking forward to speaking with Stephanie later in August. We're also going to be interviewing a leading orthopaedic surgeon, Ian Harris, who is the author of two books on the medical system. One is called Hypocrisy and one is called Surgery, the Ultimate Placebo. I've read those books and I was really taken with Ian's take on these topics. Here they are here. I'm at a few miles on the clock. Hypocrisy and Surgery, the Ultimate Placebo. So Ian is a very busy orthopaedic surgeon out of Liverpool in New South Wales, but he's very kindly offered his time to come on to talk about his books and his opinions on orthopaedic surgery. So we're looking forward to speaking with him. And we've also got a few other interviews lined up with some sports science experts and physiotherapists. So, yeah, great to be back for season two. That's what we've got coming ahead. And I hope you can subscribe and join on and follow us in your podcast feed on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or even on YouTube now. Looking forward to publishing another series of 6 to 8 episodes as we progress through the coming months. And we hope to have you along for the ride. So great to be back again, guys. And we look forward to bringing you to the next episode very soon. Thanks very much. Bye for now.
The Knee Gurus, brought to you by Asia Physio, providing world-class physiotherapy care across Asia. Visit our clinics in Tokyo, Singapore, Niseko, Hakuba, Nozawa, and Myokokogan.